call on Karen Duncan, the Vice Chair of the BC Health Coalition, to give us the endorsement of the coalition.
Well, what a fabulous afternoon. What a great way to spend a few hours talking about public health care in Canada. Thanks a lot to Rudy and Art and Costco for organizing this event, and to Mr. Romano for taking time to spend a few hours with us. I really enjoyed his presentation. I come to the BC Health Coalition through my work for the Vancouver Women's Health Collective. The Vancouver Women's Health Collective has for more than 30 years been advocating for quality, appropriate health care for the women of British Columbia. And we're a real big supporter of the BC Health Coalition. As many of you know, the BC Health Coalition is a network of 30 organizations that includes many of you. It includes seniors, it includes women, anti-poverty activists, people who are HIV positive or living with AIDS, workers at community centers, nurses, concerned citizens, and healthcare workers. We're all members of the BC Health Coalition because we know that the only way we are going to keep our healthcare system public is if we continue to fight for it. BC Health Coalition members endorse the Romano recommendations. We see the Romano recommendations as a starting point for healthcare reform. I think it's important to remind politicians and the media that the Romano hearings involved thousands upon thousands of Canadians. The Romano report is a result of broadly based public consultation. We heard, and Mr. Romano heard, Canadians say loud and clear that they value public health care and want to see it not only preserved but strengthened. The BC Health Coalition sees as essential ingredients for public health care reform three things. The first ingredient is increased federal funding. The federal government must increase its cash transfers to the provinces to ensure those federal dollars cover at least 25% of total health care costs. We also want strings attached. We want to know that this money is being spent on public health care. I think the second important ingredient for public health care is establishing a national home care and support plan that includes personal support and medical care and is governed by the Canada Health Act. Thirdly, we need to establish a national pharmacare program that includes cost controls, focuses on safety and monitoring of drugs, and ensures access and affordability. British Columbians want health services to remain publicly funded, publicly accountable, publicly controlled, publicly delivered, and publicly administered. The vast majority of British Columbians do not want their taxes going to private, for-profit initiatives, such as contracting out hospital and health support services, private clinics, and we sure don't want P3 hospitals like the Abbotsford Hospital. We also strongly oppose queue jumping. Recently, we've been confronted with a very high-profile case of queue jumping here in British Columbia. A Liberal MLA decided to pay for medically necessary back surgery at a private clinic. let's send a clear message to the provincial government. We all know that paying for medically necessary surgery is queue jumping, and we want none of it. Queue jumping contravenes the Canada Health Act, and we're looking for the federal government to take a leadership role and start enforcing the provisions of the Canada Health Act in this country. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Romano, I heard you on a Sunday radio program, and I'm going to quote you, which is a bit cheeky, but particularly given that you already refuted the quote about 10 minutes ago, but I love this quote, so I just want to say it again. Mr. Romano said on our national public radio station, "The only true guardians of the healthcare system are Canadian citizens." Mr. Romano, Canadians told you what they want, and British Columbians tell us almost daily that they want federal and provincial governments to pursue health care reforms that will ensure our health care system stays public. Probably many of you are already members of the BC Health Coalition. But if not, I would encourage you to join. If you're a member of a community organization or a union member, please urge your leadership to join us. If you're an individual who cares about public health care, please join the BC Health Coalition. The BC Health Coalition has an information table in the lobby. Look for our bookmarks. Fill in one of these fabulous postcards. And women, please join us next Friday, May 28th at the Vancouver Public Library to celebrate the International Day of Action for Women's Health. Thank you very much. Let's all keep working to preserve public health care in British Columbia. Thank you.